Be'ezer HaShem, we begin Hilchos Erevin, the second out of the 10 halachas in the Sefer Zman, the Book of Designated Times, which mitzvah se'achas, it's one positive commandment, v'himid divrei, which is from rabbinic law, and v'einim in the minyan, it's not from the count of the Targ mitzvahs, because it's rabbinic, u'ber mitzvah zuh, and the explanation of this mitzvah is b'program elu are in these 8 chapters, which the first 5 discuss the laws of Erev Chatzeres, and Shetufim Avos, and the last, from Perek Vav Techas, discusses the other Erev, that of Tchumen, of how far one could go and extending that on Shabbos. As we're going to paragraph in the first chapter, which the Rambam qualifies what is this Eruv HaTzeiris, combining the different courtyards and Shetufim Avos, making a partnership of these alleyways. As Rambam gives a halacha regarding first this institution, this takana of Erev. Chotzer sheyesh ba shchein harbe, a courtyard that has many neighbors. Kolech mem bevayis la'atzma, each one in his own home. Din tayruhu, according to biblical halacha, sheyikulam mitovim, that all them are permitted latatul b'chol chatzar, to carry throughout the entire courtyard. Umibatan l'chatzar, from the homes to the courtyard, and machatz l'batan, from the courtyard to the home. And the reason is, they should call a chatzar shaseyach rachas. The entire courtyard is halachically one individual private domain. Umutal tatul b'kul, you're allowed to carry throughout the entire area. V'chein adin b'mavet, same thing is regarding a mavet, where the construction of their homes were, that they had homes opening up on all 3 sides into a courtyard, and those courtyards opened up into, which was a common area, opened up into the street called a mavet, and many courtyards opened up to the mavet, and the mavet then opened up into the Rishus HaRab, and it's called a mavet because it's like mavet ha'ir, which is the lane of the city. Same thing is that the mavet, if it has on its 4th side, because it was enclosed on all 3 sides by all the courtyards that open up, the 4th side opens up into the public domain, that has there a lechi, a side post, or a crossbeam. Shiyu, the halacha really should be from biblical law, kol b'nei ha-mavi, all the people of the mavi, mutagam l'tal b'kulay, a lot of carry throughout the entire area of that lane. U'mechatzeres l'mavi, from the courtyard to the mavi, u'mavi l'chatzeres, from the mavi, from the lane, from that street to the courtyards. Shekal ha-mavi, shasa yachru, because biblically, the entire mavi is a private domain. V'chein adin, same thing as b'medina, a whole city, shemukeves chema, if it's surrounded with a wall that's gevayah sotvachim, 10 tvachim high, sheesh lot losses, v'nin olis balayla, if it has doors and it calls at night time, shekulush asayachari, it's all a private domain. Zehu dintar, that's the way it is according to biblical halacha. Halacha base, al medivri sefer from rabbinic law, asa l'shchein mitzvah, benefit the neighbors will talta b'shasayachid, to carry in a private domain, sheesh b'chaluka b'diyar, but that has separations between the dwellers, that everyone has their own private area in that common area, until, and that's where the word Erev comes from, until they join together all the neighbors from before Shabbos, whether it be a chatzah, whether it be a courtyard, whether it be a mavah, whether it be a city, and this was instituted by Shlomo Melech and his court. So to those who dwell in tents, sukkahs, or huts, or camps, which they surrounded themselves with partitions, you're not allowed to carry from one tent to another tent as your kulam until they all make this Erev, until they join together to make into a one individual common area. But a caravan that was surrounded with partitions, they don't have to make an Erev. And the reason is, they could carry from one tent to another one without an Erev, because they are all mixed together. Because those tents are not permanent to them. So it's not considered like as if everyone has their own independent area into a common area. It's all one area because they're not permanent in that manner. And therefore, since they are surrounded with partitions, we're going to give them the halacha like Rosh Hashanah Yachad without requiring an Erev. Halacha dal. Now, why did Shlomo Melech institute this halacha of Erev? So that people should not make the mistake and to say, look, just like you can carry out from the court, there's a little chavis, a medina, or shavakao, to the streets in the city and to the marketplaces, to carry from the streets into the courtyards. So they're going to think that they're not going to recognize the difference halachically, that all the things we just spoke about, the streets and the courtyards, they're all really halachically Rosh Hashanah Yachad. So they're going to think, they'll carry out from the city to the fields. From the fields, which if that would be in a Rosh Hasharab type of context, to carry out into the city, which would be forbidden. They're going to think, oh, is the marketplace in the streets. Since that's a common area for everyone, it's the same as fields and deserts. Meaning, really, they're different. That's Rosh Hashanah, this Rosh Hashanah, but they're not going to know halachically that difference. They're going to say, Shachatzeiros bovad him Rosh Hashanah. Only courtyards themselves are private domains. They're going to think, Sheinitza malacha. Well, but I see everyone's carrying, they're going to think that it's not considered a malacha. But that you go ahead, let it carry out and carry in from a private domain to a public domain, which that's all regarding why they required shetuv and mavoyis, to make the mavoyis as a partnership. Because people want to think that the marketplace is Rosh Hashanah, so then they subsequently instituted, as we see in the next halacha, Eruv HaChatzeros, because they're going to think that also a chatzer is also like Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, as halacha he says, l'fikach tikkun, therefore they instituted, shekol Rosh Hashanah, that every private domain, shetachol ben yaron, that has the separations regarding the dwellers, everyone's dwelling in their own home, in their own private area. But that remains from it, but then there's a common area that everyone shares together. Everyone has equal rights in that area. The way it is from people's courtyards to their homes. They're going to think, it appears like, that as if the common area that everyone has rights to, it's like the public domain, which halachically it's not. They're going to think, oh, wherever you have an area where you have that every one of the neighbors have rights and everyone has their own portion, that only that is the private domain. And that you're not allowed to carry out from the area which is your own private one to the area where everyone is equal to, just like you're not allowed to carry out from the private domain to the public domain, that yes, you could only now use the area that you have designated for yourself, like one's own home, actually, until they make an area altogether. Although halachically, biblically, it's really Rosh Hashanah, the whole thing, but because of confusion, people are not going to realize what's what, what's Rosh Hashanah, and what's considered a common area that's halachically Rosh Hashanah. Any common area which is already considered on some level, at least to the appearance, like Rosh Hashanah, is forbidden to carry from one's own Rosh Hashanah, even though the large areas also Rosh Hashanah to carry on Shabbos until you make an Erev. What is this Erev? How is it accomplishing the goal to make it now that you could carry, which biblically already was able to be carried, from, let's say, from your home to your to the common area Chatzar? So who that is like this? She's Erev B'machal Echad. What an Erev is that they join together in one food. Shemenichim Meisim Erev Shabbos, that they place from before Shabbos, claim in other words, Shekulon Moravim, were all mixed together. There's one food for us all. And this is the main point, and that none of them really have a distinct area from the other ones. Just like we're all equal. In this area, that remains for us all, whichever home that they put the air of the food, which is the bread, into. So to we're all equal, every person's home is for everyone. Oh, so all one area. Ah, but Ma'isa Zeh, now by doing this action of the Erev, no one's going to make the mistake and to compare and to think that you're allowed to go and take on and carry in from private domain to public domain, because this is what carrying from everyone's home into the common area with what we call the Erev, into that Chatzar. Oh, that's because we all live together. We're all in one home because we're all putting our food in the same house, and therefore, okay, that's what I permitted. But to go to an area which you don't have, like a Rosh Hashanah, everyone's going to realize that that's different, and that's the point of the Erev. Halacha Zayin, Ha'erev Sha'isim B'nei HaChatzah Zem Zem. Now, this intermingling that the people living in the same courtyard do one with the other, Hu HaNikra Erev Chatzeres, that's what's actually called the joining of the courtyards, which people generally call the actual wires or whatever it is as the Erev. It's not really, it's more than one element. That's to make it as if it's this common area. But in the common area, what actually allows you to join together is actually the food that's placed into one house. Now, that's Eruv HaChatzeres. Now, that this is the people of the same alleyway, which is a bigger, where all the Chatzeres come into that, or from the whole city, who are Nekreshitov, that's called the partnership, Shituf and Mevois. That's a larger scale joining together in the halachic category of Eruv. Halach has contains regarding that for Erev you require bread, and for Shituf you require any type of food. So Eim Arba V'Chatzeres, one cannot make the joining together of the courtyards, Eilu B'Pas Shlem B'Vad, only when it's a complete loaf of bread. And that is, I feel like Kikur Mafei Saw, even if you have a loaf of bread that was baked the measurement of a saw, which is large, but V'Prus, it's broken, it's not whole, Eim Arba, you cannot use that as Erev. V'Ki Issa, but if it's complete, even if it's small, the size of an Issa, a small coin, Marvin Ba, you could use it for Erev. Now, Kshem Shemavim Bepas Tvua, just like you can make Erev with grain bread, Kach Marvim Bepas Oiriz and Bepas Adashim, so you can make the Erev from rice bread or from lentil bread. Avalei Bepas Toichim, but not from millet bread, because it's not the norm to make bread out of that, and that won't qualify. Now, that's regarding Erev, which is more from people's homes into the courtyard. But Veshituv, which are the people of the Mavi, one with the other, that's Bein Bepas, Bein Meshar Cholim, whether bread or whether other types of foods. From all types of food you could use to create the shituf, the joint of the larger scale of all the quarters joined together. The only exception is water by itself, or salt on itself, because they're not considered as a meichel, as a food item. And the chen kemenu pitrius, so to mushroom and truffles, you cannot create as a shituf, they're not considered as fungus, not considered as food items. Now, but erev mayim im melech, but if you mix the salt with the water, actually nasi kemuyas, now it's like brine, which you use for the fish, and actually mishtaf and the wood combined together, that actually is considered as a meichel. Halacha test. Now, what's the measurement of how much food do you need to use for the shituv, for the joining together of the different courtyards into this alley that they use together? So it's kegreg gris l'cholechet ve'echam m'mneha mavoy or m'mneha medina. It's the size of a dried fig for every single person from that mavoy, or from that city. That's if you have 18 people or less. But if there's more than 18, all you need is the measurement of 2 meals worth, which that is actually the measurement of 18 dried figs. That's why if it's more than 18, you don't need more. You don't need 19 dried figs. You only need that of 2 meals worth. Which that's the measurement of like 6 medium-sized eggs. And therefore, even if those who are joined together in this mob are thousands or tens of thousands, it's enough for 2 meals worth for everybody together. Now, any food that's eaten as is, cooking pas, bread, I mean, dog, and certain types of grain, raw meat, if they use it for the shituf, its measurement is 2 meals worth, which is that you would make 2 meals worth out of that as the main course. Now, v'choshu lifton, anything that's a condiment, that's a side dish, that's used together with the main thing, but it's not the main dish, v'derech amalechol b'pitim, and the norm is for people to eat their bread with that thing. For example, yayin mavushal, cooked wine, they wouldn't drink it, they would use, like, let's say you dip your food into that. Or b'sar soli, or roast the meat, which was not the main dish. V'choymetz, or vinegar, or muryas, or brine, v'zesim, and olives, v'moshal, b'tzolim, and the bulbs of the onions. The heads of the onions. Shiulei, then its measurement is, kedelechol boishtei sudas, not to have 2 meals worth of that. If you had 2 meals worth of whatever your main thing is, bread or meat, whatever it is, and you could eat these things with that, like peanut butter, these things that you eat with bread with that, 2 meals worth that you need, so not so much peanut butter is necessary. And that's oftentimes what's used for that reason, for like, let's say, tchumen, it's things that you would eat 2 meals worth with that. Halach yudalf. Nishtatfu b'yayin chai. Now, in contrast to yayin mevushal, let's say they're joined together with raw wine, which was what they would drink to used to drink. So shiura, its measurement is not what you have 2 meals worth of it, but meaning with it, but it's actually of this itself. Shiura shtei revi'is l'kulam. So its measurement is if you have 2 revi'is haloig, that's enough for everybody. Again, that's 2 meals worth, which we said is all you need to have for everybody together to do a shituf. And v'chein so to b'shecha. So regarding beer, shtei revi'is, 2 revi'is haloigs. Bayim, eggs, shtayim, is 2. Mishtatim and fila hein chayis, and you can use it for the shito, even if they're raw eggs, because at times people will eat it even without cooking it. But in mainim pomegranates, shnayim is 2. Esrik, if you're using esrik, echad 1 is enough for 2 meals worth. Chamisha, egoizim of 5 nuts. Chamisha afresikim, 5 peaches. Litra shal yerek, a litra of yerek, and we're going to describe shortly in the next halacha this weight. What that is, but it's this amount of litra of vegetables, bechai ben shalak, whether you're taking raw vegetables or cooked vegetables. The more you're boshable, the boshable. Now, actually, it was cooked but not cooked, meaning somewhere in the middle, actually, im arvim, but you cannot make an air with it. So, fish in real, it's not fit for eating. It's either well cooked or raw, but somewhere in the middle is actually not fit for eating, so it wouldn't be valid as a shituf. Uchlo tvon, also a measurement we're going to measure, a weight we're going to mention soon, of spices. That's how much you need a uchlo of, because for 2 meals worth, that's how much spice you'll use. Kav tfumarm, a kav is a measurement of dates. Kav gregris, if you're using dried figs, you need a measurement of a kav. Mana dvela, if you're using dvela, which are actually moist figs, but they're squeezed together and they're pressed into like a cake of like the way bread is in this round cake of figs. So you need a mana of that. Kav tapuch and a kav of apples. Kishus, hops, like a handful. Poyin lachen, moist beans, a handful. Chazin, actually, the Gemara's gear says chaziz, which is the shachas of tfu, which is a yerek, that you cut it and they eat it when it's still young. A litra of that. But turad and beets, they're included in vegetables. A marvman, you can make air with it, like the way we said for yerakas. Ali b'tzalim, the leaves of onions, a marvman, you cannot use for air. Elim b'tzilo, unless it blossomed, v'nasta kol oirich kol olamahem, that the length of every one of those leaves was zeris, like the way an spread out hand is. A pach is mekam, but if it's less than that, in oirich, it's not considered as a food item. V'chalei levvam amurim, and all these things that we mentioned, kaliftim him, they have a locha like a condiment. Therefore, they give him these measurements. It's all that similar to that because it's what you would have with the mainstay of the meal. That amount of thing you'll eat the 2 meals worth with that amount of wine, with that amount of eggs, whatever it is. Even though it wouldn't be enough for 2 meals worth on its own, but they're not its own, it's liftim. And all types of foods combined together for the measurement of the shittiv that you need to have for the 2 meals worth. Halachid beis, now regarding what we mentioned parenthetically. So we'll mention different measurements and weights because we mentioned in the previous halacha. So litra amur b'chamakum. Whenever we mention litra in all places, which we mentioned just before regarding vegetables, how much you need for the shituv, is malai shtei revi'os, is the fullness of 2 revi'os. And ba'ukhla, how much is that? Which we mentioned those regarding spices, is chatz revi'os, is a half of revi'os. Umana amur b'chamakum. Whenever we mention mana, which we also mentioned regarding the devela, is me'adin, is 100 dinar. So it would be that value. That dinner is shesh moin, the 6 ma. Ba ma, how much is that? Is mishkol shesh esris oiriz, is the weight of 16 barley corns. Vasela, and how much is that? That's arba dinarin, that's 4 dinarin. Vervias, and vervias is marzekis minamayim, it contains from that of water, I mean, I know from wine, mishkol shiva asa dinar mechatzi dinar bekerv, approximately a weight of 17 and a half dinar. So then it comes out halitra, which is the Roman pound, is mishkal, its weight is chamisho shleshim dinner, is 35 dinner. Pochlo is mishkal tisha dinar and pochas revia, it's the weight of 8 3/4 of a dinner. Halachid gimel. Now, sa'ah hamur b'chamakam, whenever we mention sa'ah, which is a measurement, is sheshes kav in the 6 kav, akav is 4 lugin, is 4 lugin, valoig is 4 revias, are 4 revias. Kvabi ar the mitzvah revias, mishkal, we already mentioned the measurement of revias and its weight. These are the measurements a person always has to remember. Askalab Gudu is a well-known acrostic acronym to remember that of, if you do Askalav and then Gudu in between, and that will remember what these measurements are. Halacha Yedalad continues regarding making air with food items that are actually forbidden to be eaten. So food is permitted to be eaten, even though it's forbidden for the guy who's making the Erev, you could use it for your Erev, Chatzeres, and for your Shetuf and Mavais. So, and that would, the same thing would apply to the whatever Erev you're making, or even that of all types. So, Mishtatav and Nazar B'yayin. The Nazar could make a Shetuf with wine, even though a Nazar can't drink wine, and Yisrael B'Truma. And Yisrael, who can't eat Truma, could make a B'Truma. So if someone takes a vow forbidding himself from this food item, or he swears he's not going to eat it, ma'arav by mishtatav by, he can make everybody make a shit for the why. Shem ainu do lazek, it's not fit for him. Harehu do lach, it's fit for someone else. It's halachically considered as a food item that you can make for shita. Halacha does vav avodava asla koil, but sometimes it's forbidden for everyone. To go and tevel untied produce, no one's allowed to eat that. I feel tevel shadibir seven, even if it's only rabbinically considered untied. V'chein ma'isterishin shleinitra trumasa koyg, and also if you have the first tithe, that its trumas were not appropriately taken. For example, if let's say the Levi took his meiser rishon before they separated the truma gedayla from the grain, so it really has inside of it the truma gedayla, or v'chein meiser sheni v'hektish le'nifta kalach, or the second tithe, or the hektish was not halachically redeemed. Meaning to say, you redeemed it, but let's say meiser sheni you redeemed on a coin that doesn't have a form, or a hektish that was redeemed on real estate, which those halachically not recognized, even though you're redeeming it. Im arvin mishavan, you cannot use it for even not for shittiv because halachically these foods are not edible for anyone. Avo bama arvin mishtatim b'demai, but you could make an eiv shittiv with demai, which are the words demai. What is this? Which is when you buy from am arts, where you're not sure if you separate trumas mice, which a regular person is not supposed to eat from it, but mneishar olani and paupers are allowed to. The rabban were not stringent with a pauper in this regard, so therefore it is edible for someone. And so to the ma'aserishin shenitlu trumasa, if you have the first type that its truma was taken, meaning its trumas ma'aser, which is what the levy takes off, even though you didn't take a truma gedela, because the levy actually took from the ma'aser when the grain was still in the stalks, which actually is not even chayv in truma gedela yet, so therefore it is okay. Uve ma'aser shenim hektish shenifta, or if you have the second type of hektish that was redeemed, its principle, Even though the fifth, which you have to give, was not given yet, because not giving the fifth does not hold back the validity. You have to give it, but it doesn't hold back the validity of it taking effect. And also, one could tithe with the second. One could do the eiv with the second tithe in Yerushalayim, because you have to eat your ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. But you can't do it out of Yerushalayim because you can't eat over there. So there, it's considered inedible, and halachically, therefore, you cannot make an eiv with it. Lachat Zvav continues regarding with the collection of the Erev and being mezaka and acquiring the rights for others automatically for the neighbors in this Erev. So Ketzam Arv Mechat says, how does one do this Erev in the courtyards? So what you do is, Goyven Chala'acha Shlema, you go and you collect a complete loaf of bread, and you call Bayis or Bayis from every single household, and you put it all into one vessel, Bayis Echa Mibatachatz, in one house from all the homes in the courtyard, and through that it's like as if everyone is dwelling here in this home, which was the main purpose, as we mentioned, Halacha Vav. Even if it's in the granary, or in the barn, or in the storehouse, because ultimately it is fit for dwelling, even though they just store stuff over there. But if they put it into a gatehouse where everyone walks through over there, and therefore it's not fit for dwelling, even if it's a gatehouse of just an individual, or some type of a porch, or even if it's a home, but it's not fit for dwelling because it's less than 4x4 amas, in the Erev, then it's not going to be considered as an Erev. Now, when you're gathering together the Erev, meaning before you put it in its place in that home, because every mitzvah you have to make a bracha, what's called Eivel Asiyasim, before you actually do it. So when you're gathering the Erev, before you put it down, he makes the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, like King Melch Olam, our God, the King of the world, Shekhar Deshan Ben Soy, said he sanctified us in his commandments, but Tzivonu al mitzvah Erev, and he commanded us on the mitzvah of Erev. Vayimani says, with this Erev, Yiyah Mutu L'chol B'nei HaChatzar, it should be permitted for all the people that live in this courtyard, L'hoitzi L'hachnas M'bayis L'bayis B'Shabbos, to carry out and to carry in from house to house on Shabbos. And V'yesh L'kot L'gvus Erev B'Chatzeris, even a minor could go and collect the loaves of bread from people for the Erev B'Chatzeris, you don't need an adult for that. U'bayish M'nich Me'erev, and the house that the Erev is put in a Turk Litna Zabas, that household itself does not have to put bread into that basket, because he automatically lives over there. People have to put in the bread just to make it like they live there. These people actually live over there. Now, v'mhoi regin la'nichbay, if this house was the house that was always accustomed to put the Erev Chatzeris over there, imashan lo'isay, you don't change and suddenly move it to someone else's home, nidar chashom, because ways of peace, it's going to be insulting to move it away from where it always is done. Halach yidzayin, v'kitz m'shtatzim b'mobin, that was regarding Erev Chatzeris. How do you do the joining of the different courtyards into the same street? So, goyvo oichel kegregers, you collect a food item, the size of a dried fig, from every single person, or less than a dried fig, if there were many, because all you have to have is two meals worth. You put them all into one vessel in a courtyard, from one of the courtyards that are there in that street that they open up into, or one of the homes from the homes, even a small home, because it doesn't have to be in 4x4. It's not about a din bias. That's only what say. It's shoot them in a bias. It just, you could have it in a small home, or you could even have it on the porch. Hurry, it's going to be considered as joined together. But if you remember the airspace of the mavi, in a sheet, that won't be considered as a valid join. It has to be at least in an enclosed area. Now, if you put the vessel in a courtyard, meaning wherever you're putting it, it's sort of like bi'a klim in the karka tefach, you have to elevate it from the ground at least a hand breadth, kadeshi nika, that it should be recognizable for the purpose of an eruv. It's not just laying over there. Umavarcha mitzvah eruv, you make a bracha on the mitzvah of eruv. Oyman, he says, b'zeh hashita, with this joining giyu mutzul chobanei amavai, should be permitted for all the people that open up into this common street, lohitzul lahachnas mechatzeis lamavai b'shabes, to carry out and to carry in from the courtyard to this mavai, which is not a rishos haram street, it's a rishos hayochot street, on this mavai on Shabbos. Now, if they separate, they divided the food collected for the Erev with the Shituv, even though it's put into the same home, in the Erev it's not going to be valid as Erev, because its name is Erev, which means everything has to be mixed together, not separated. But let's say they filled up the vessel from the Erev, and there's still a little left over, and it doesn't fit into this vessel, but they put in another vessel, then what is permitted, because they did not intentionally separate it, just because there wasn't enough room in that one basket. Those who join together in the mavi, shichem la'arv b'chatzeres, they also have to still join together in their individual courtyards. Why? Aren't they all joined together from the larger area? We have to do the more individual areas. Kadesh le'yishkechot tinaik is Torah Sefer, simply that the children don't forget that it's halacha known as an Erev. Shere'in the tinaik is makirim nas mavi. The kids don't see what's doing out there in the street. They don't see what's in the mavi. They only see what's in their common courtyard. Therefore, if they made the joint together of the mavi with bread, simchon lo biker rely on that. They don't do a separate erev in the courtyards. Shavitinoik is makirim bepas, because the children, they recognize the bread that's being put there into the common area of all the chatzeris in that mavi. Now, but again, if it wouldn't be, then you have to be a separate one with bread of the erev chatzeris. Bnei chabuda, if let's say you have a group of people from the same mavi, shem asubin that they were sitting around Erev Shabbos by twilight and having a meal. And then Shabbos enters the middle of the meal and they didn't make an Erev between them. Pasha ala shulchan, the bread that's on the table, you can rely on it that that's actually going to be their Erev Chatzeris, join them all together here in this home. Now, and if you actually want to rely on it as a shituv, which you could, rely on that, even though they're reclining in the courtyard, it's going to work for the entire mavli, not just for this courtyard. If one of the people from this courtyard took one bread and he said, this is for all the people in the courtyard, or he takes food that's the amount of 2 meals worth, and he says, this is for all the people in this whole lane, this whole street. He does not have to go collect from every single person like we mentioned before. But he has to at least transfer the rights of it to them, but in it, al yachad through someone else, because himself, he still has it, still his own. It has to be coming from them all. He says he has to be mezakeh to them. And v'yesh lo zakeh, he could do this transfer al de bano yubit hagdom through his adult sons or daughters, by the abdu ibri, or by his Jewish slave, al de ishto, or through his wife, because they're independent and they could merit beyond him for all those other people. But not through his minor sons and daughters, not through his male or female non-Jewish slaves, because their hand is like his hand, whatever they have is his, and therefore it's not going out from him to go to the other people, like as if they're giving towards this heir of the Shittuf. And he also can merit to them through his Jewish maidservant. Now, although she's a minor, because once she reaches the age of puberty, she actually goes free. Yeah, because not his own children, because they're his own hand, but yeah, a minor could merit for others by something that's regarding rabbinic law, which is what the Erev is. And moreover, he doesn't even have to notify the people of the courtyard or the people of the Mavai that he's making the Erev for them, that he's meriting them through this transfer, because it's a merit for them, and he's making Erev for them, because that's a merit for them that they could carry throughout the whole courtyard. You can merit for a person even if he's not there, even if he's not conscious of what you're doing for him. Regarding what's the time of making the Erev. You cannot make an Erev Chatzeris or Shittuv Mavois on Shabbos. It has to be from before Shabbos. But you could do the Erev Chatzeris or Shittuv Mavois by twilight, although that's doubt if it's still day or maybe be night already, which for halacha of malacha, you know, do that by benesh moshes, but for this rabbinic of Erev Chatzeris, you're allowed to. But the Erev or the Shittuv always has to be found, and that if the Efshalacha is called benesh moshes, that you should be able to eat it the entire period of the twilight, which is when the Shabbos residence it takes effect, which is what we're doing over here to make this into one Rosh Hashanah. From Novel of Gal, if let's say a pile of stone falls on the Erev, or gets lost, and this one gets burned, or is Truma, but became Tame from before Shabbos, which no one could eat and you can't use, so ain't Erev, then it won't be an Erev. But Meshach HaSheikh, if it happened after it was already dark, after it's already Shabbos, or it is Erev, then it would be Erev, because it primarily goes based on Benesh Mashet. If you're not sure if anything happened to it, here's the Erev, it's going to be Erev, Shesvek, Erev, Kosher, the doubts regarding the Halacha Erev, since Rabbinic, we're going to remain with its validity, and it'll be able to be carried in the whole area. Halacha Chabbez. Nosna Erev by Shittuv B'Migdal. If you put the Erev or the joint foods into a closet, Vanolulav, and they locked the closet, and the key was lost before it became Shabbos. So if it's not possible to get the Erev out of that closet, unless you have to do some malacha of some type of malacha to get open the closet by twilight, it's like it's lost. It's not going to be Erev. You can't eat it because you can't do malacha to get to it. Now, if someone separated Trumas Meiser, which is the lady who gets Meiser Rishon, he separates a tenth of that to give to the Kayan, or Trumas Gedolim, which then allows him to eat his Meiser Rishon. Or tevel, which is every truma gedayla, which also you give it to the kohen 1/50 approximately, and then lets you eat this produce. But v'hisnala, he stipulated that the truma should not take effect until it's Friday night, until it's already Shabbos. Ema, then you cannot make air with that food. Shadain he tevel kol ben ashmashas, because that means to say it was still untied the whole twilight, because it's only taking effect after Shabbos starts. But it has to be a meal that's fit from before Shabbos, even though you can be able to eat on Shabbos, but by ben ashmashas it wasn't, and therefore it's not going to qualify for the halacha of Erev for being able to carry in that area on Shabbos.